Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, Tuesday, Inside Agriculture was at the Northern Corn and Soy Expo at the Fargo Dome. While there, Mick Kerr caught up with the North Dakota Corn Growers President, Randy Melvin.
Well, first of all, how's the harvest going in Buffalo, North Dakota?
It's a little slow, like a lot of areas in North Dakota. I mean, you drive down the roads, back roads, interstate. I mean, there's a fair amount of corn left in the state, and I believe that, you know, I've been hearing around 50% left in the field. So the snow settling the last couple of days have been nice to see. But you go out in some middle of some of the fields, and the snow is up to the ears.
And now the south side, the drifts are sometimes tassel high.
We'll just have to get the snow melted and hopefully get harvest rolling here hopefully in a month, but we'll work through it.
The corn has stood this far just fine. Apparently it's going to be just fine for another month or so, huh?
It should be.
Yeah. Test weights coming up?
You know, some people said they've seen a little bit of an increase. Some of I've talked to haven't seen much of an increase yet. You know, I really don't believe that we're going to see a lot of increase for the stuff that we have out in the field until really March. Once we start getting some warmer temperatures, then I feel hopefully we'll start seeing some test weight improvement.
All right. As president of the North Dakota Corn Growers, you are lobbying. You're going to Bismarck. You're going to Washington. Where have you been recently?
Well, I guess Friday we just got back from D.C. There is a group of four of us from North Dakota happened to be in D.C. last week. And so we're up on Capitol Hill visiting the congressional delegation. And we also had a meeting with Army Administrator Barbary. And so it's just, you know, with the corn out in the field and the outlook for 2020, crop insurance issues have been one of the things we've been hearing about quite a bit. There's a lot of questions, a lot of concerns. So it was a good opportunity to kind of sit down with the RMA administrator and some of the RMA officials and just kind of work through some of the questions and, you know, just kind of talk about some things that we're seeing with some issues we'd like to try and see some work as far as our involvement down the road possibly. But, you know, then the other thing, too, we're working with WIP Plus, you know, at the quality side of WIP Plus and working with our congressional delegation. Haven't heard what USDA is as far as they're going to write for the language, how it's going to work yet.
Applying for WIP Plus is a no-brainer. It's obvious for most everybody, but not everybody else.
You know, I think you have to run the numbers. It's going to vary on a farm-by-farm basis and, you know, how your crop insurance and how it sets up. But I do think that as you go through, you get the corn off, you know, I'd be sitting down and have those conversations with your FSA office when you go in there, especially when you start to sign up for the Farm Bill.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow on the Ag Central Radio Network.